الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفينا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته وعلماء أمته أجمعين أما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المهدي منا أهل البيت ويصلح الله تبارك وتعالى في ليلة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه ابن ماجه صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Firstly, mashallah, I'm going to thank our both sahiben, Mufti Abdul Aziz Sahab, Mufti Shahabuddin Sahab, and especially the trustees of this masjid. They invited me to share a few words with you. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me tawfiq to practice and give all of us tawfiq to practice upon it. Listen, you also tired, I am also tired. We're all hungry also. Waiting for the food, eh? Khatmul Deg. We just have a tafsir in Masjid Quba, and then I came here, subhanAllah. So, you know that I didn't go to school. My English is like a gulabi, like, you know, rose flower, like, you know, the broken English. I'll try my best to make you understand. I remember the story that two old The couple, they came from India. I don't want to say the village name, otherwise my name will get badnam there. Maybe from my village, you know that. They came here, UK. Yeah? They live here for 3 months. Now the time to go, the old lady don't like it so much, UK, and she don't want to leave. The old man said after Fajr Salah, listen here, we have to go to India now. She said, no, I'm not going to come. You carry on. You carry on. He said, now, how am I going to convince her to go India now, because old people, they don't like here. They like the freedom there in India, Bangladesh and Pakistan. Now, he came for Zuhar Salah and he was thinking what to say now. So he went home and he told her, listen, if you're going to die here in UK, the Munkar and Nakir, they're going to question in English. And me and you don't know English. We will fail, we have to go to Jahannam there. So rather must go to our country, we will sort it out in our language. So I say my condition to buy. But inshallah, I'll try my best, inshallah. So you are sitting here, mashallah, from Isha Salah, alhamdulillah, Mawlana Abdul Aziz Sahab, Mawlana Shahabuddin Sahab, explain, mashallah, explain you in beautifully way from the Quran and Hadith. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give them the beneficial ulum and nafi'ah. Say ameen, right? To say ameen is free. You don't have to pay for it. Remember, if you say ameen, it's free. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. If you say ameen on someone's dua, then angel next to you telling you the same dua for you too. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. So it's free. There's no charge for it. Yeah, you will get food. Don't worry. Inshallah. Remember the three type of sign of Qiyamah. Three type of sign of Qiyamah. I'm not going to go more in detail, inshallah, we'll finish soon. The three type of sign of Qiyamah. We say in Arabic, alamate ba'ida, alamate mutawassita, alamate qariba. Meaning one is afar, is finished. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To become a Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the given him prophet, also sign of Qiyamah. Ana wa sa'ati kahatain, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, myself and Qiyamah is like this. And to leave this world, depart this world of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also sign of Qiyamah. And Shakkul Qamar, to split the moon in two pieces, also sign of Qiyamah. The ulama say, Mufti Rafi Usmani sahab says, the fitna tatariya, meaning the corruption and trial came in the time of long time, it's called people of Tatari, they killed thousands and thousands Muslims. That also was sign of Qiyamah. Those signs finished. Now the Mutawassita, most of them is finished. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says there will be a 70 major sin will take place among the ummah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, once he was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard just bang. So he asked Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is a Qiyamah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no Umar, the Qiyamah will come when Iraqi people have no food. Other side, the Makkah Mukarramah would become like a green. You see, mashallah, when you travel from Jeddah to Makkah, Haram, you see on the way now, mashallah. Greenery is now. There's so many trees now. Prophet said 1400 years ago, Prophet said, you will see the bungalows and houses and buildings higher than mountains in Makkah Mukarramah. You see that. Prophet said, you will see the tunnels inside the mountains. We have seen that. And you see the buildings is more higher than Kaaba. That you see the buildings, your topi fell down. The people, when they make tawaf, they don't see the Kaaba. They don't concentrate themselves in tawaf. They're looking at the watch of tower. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the poor people, they will build a bungalows and castles. The razeel, the mischief people will become a king like Modi. Lower people, we have seen that selling tea, and look at here today. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 1400 years ago, the lower people will become the king. There are many, many signs. The girls are going to sit on their bed and they will order their mother to prepare the food for her. Also sign of Qiyamah. And the son, when the friends come, most welcome, open the door. What you want to drink? Juice or fizzy drink? What you want? Can buy for you some burger or something. When the parents come, when they go away, they will push the parents and they will welcome the friends of sign of Qiyamah. These are the signs. It's called middle. And it's going, we can see most of the signs now. But the biggest signs are going to come 5 before Isa alayhi salam and 5 after Isa alayhi salam. Number 1, before Isa alayhi salam, Zuhur Mahdi. Not Khuruj Mahdi. Zuhur. Imam Mahdi is born and he's going to appear only. That's all. He's not going to come up from mountain like other people say. Our 11, number 1, is going to come up from mountain. We understood that. Zuhur Mahdi. He is born. And the number 2, Nuzul Masih. Isa alayhi salam will descend. Not Khuruj. He will descend as Mufti Sahib mentioned. And number 3, Khuruj Dajjal. Dajjal will exit, he will come out in this world. And number 4, Third World War will take place. Thousands and thousands Muslims will become Shaheed also. And number 5, Yajuj Majuj is going to come out. These are the 5 signs before Isa alayhi salam. When Isa alayhi salam come before that. And 5 signs after Isa alayhi salam. Number 1, Khasafun. Khasaf meaning the people will sink. The big earthquake will take place. One in the east one in the west, one is Middle East. Three, the people will sink in. Khasaf. Number two, Dukhan. Smoke. Smoke will come out and will spread in the entire world. The smoke will go in the entire world. Everyone can see the smokes. That's after Isa alayhi salam, when he passed it after that. That's number two. Number three, an animal will come out, animal, and the animal will talk to everyone. Allah mentioned the Quran also. One animal will come out and he will talk to everyone. Number four, the fire come out from Yemen, and push the people towards Syria. And the biggest sign, the sun will rise from west, just for one day. These are the called Alamate Kubra, the biggest signs after Isa alayhi salam. Alamate Kubra. Now, I don't want to go more in detail here. My topic is Imam Mahdi and Dajjal. Shortcut. First things, remember, as the Mufti Sahab mentioned, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Khatimun Anbiya from Bani Israel. Imam Mahdi is a Khatimul Awliya. Khatimul Awliya. He's a final Wali. There will be no Wali after him. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in Mirkat Sharh Mishkat. Also, Maulana Idris Sahib Kanevi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned the Sharh of Mishkat in At-Taliq al-Sabi. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Shaheed, then it was time to become Khalif, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hassan. But other side, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu also became Khalif. So Hazrat Hassan rahmatullah alayhi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu, Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he won the treaty between the Muslim and Sulah. He don't want any problem, causing problem among the Muslims. So he also himself became bad. He gave his hand on the hand of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Meaning he became generous. He gave his khilafat. He became generous. When a person becomes generous, then Allah grant him or grant in his generation something huge, very important something. So he became generous. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bring him from his progeny, from his khandan, from his family. Awliyullah, he's going to be Khatimul Awliya. Imam Mahdi. Because there are so many awliya ikram is coming from Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. But none of them from Hazrat Hassan. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. The one is, there are so many messengers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created in the generation of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And other side, Ismail alayhi salam, only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatimul Anbiya, Khatimul Nabiyyin. Similarly here, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his progeny. So many awliya. And here, Hazrat Hassan, no one's, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring the Sayyidul Awliya, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name is going to be Muhammad, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadith of Muslim Sharif. His name like my name, Muhammad. According to second narration, his name is like Ahmad, like my other name. Mimbal ismuhu Ahmad. What Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his own nations. So his name either the Muhammad or Ahmad, most of the scholars, most of the Sahaba mentioned the Muhammad, and his father name, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like my father name, Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So now the new person who saying that he is Imam Mahdi, his name is not Muhammad, his name is Qasim. Are you aware of him? No, in Pakistan. MashaAllah. What's Imam Mahdi?
is going to born in Madina Munawwara and is going to be a Sayyid from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the family of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sadat. Imam Mahdi alayhi ridwan is going to born in Madina Munawwara. Allama Zarbanji rahmatullah alayhi mentioned his mother name is also going to similar name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mother name Amina. So Muhammad bin Abdullah or Muhammad bin Amina. And he's going to born where? In Makkah. Now how people are going to recognize? At the age of 40, remember what I'm saying to you. Age of 40. Most of the scholars mention some ulama from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, from Turkey, from Syria, from Iraq, from Al-Jazair, from Marrakesh. The many ulama will come to Makkah Mukarramah and they will recognize him by the Kaaba, by the house of Allah, while he was crying in sajda or holding the gilab of the Kaaba, and they're going to come and ask him, are you Imam Mahdi? Because we can see all the signs on you, what Prophet ﷺ told us. Beautiful face, eyes, mashallah, the long nose, Allahu Akbar, very handsome. He's going to say, Ana Ansarullah. He's not going to say, I am Mahdi. Ana Ansarullah. I am the helper of Allah, meaning Allah sent me to help his servants. So those who said, I am Mahdi, those who said, look at here, Imam Mahdi, not going to say, I am a Mahdi. And Hadith of Ibn Majah, as I said to you, that Al-Mahdiyu minna ahl al-bayt. Al-Mahdi is going to be from the people of Sayyid, yani Sayyid family, also وَيُسْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. When he will be age of 40, at that night, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell him on the commentary of this hadith, Shah Abdul Ghani Muhaddis Dahlvi Rahmatullah Ali said, يُسْلِحُهُ لِلْأَمَارَةِ وَالْخَلَافَةِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ بَغْتَةً وَفُجَاعَةً. Within a night, Allah will tell him, you are the Mahdi and you're going to be a ruler from today. And you're going to rule the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One night, Ibn Kasir rahmatullah mentioned al-bidayah wal-nihaya. Yuwafiquhu wa yulhibuhu. Allah is going to put in his mind. Allah will give him tawfiq, and then he's going to see, okay. Otherwise, he don't know himself also that he's a Mahdi, unless Allah tell him. And then one of the hadiths said that people will hear from the heavens that Mahdi is here. They will tell him, all the ulama, each alim got with them the followers, 310 or 313 ulamas. They will travel with the sheikh from the around the world and they will tell him, are you Mahdi? This is an Ansar. Then quietly he will run away from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. But he don't want to be as a leader. He will go away to Madina Munawwara. All these ulama will travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. And they will recognize him again in Madina and tell him. He will quietly run from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarramah. Why? Open the hadith, you will find that he's not going to say himself, but I am a Mahdi. He don't want to. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he will stand and cry way between the door of the between Maqam Ibrahim and Hajar al-Aswad, standing and crying by the door of the Kaaba and making dua for the ummah. Again they recognize and they will say, listen, people are in problem. The enemies are oppressing so much and they're killing the Muslims. Are you not going to help us? Then you are to be responsible. You have to give answer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala At that time he's going to say, okay, sit down here. Then all the ulama, they're going to sit down between Hajr-e Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, and they're going to pledge and they're going to give the hand on the hand of Imam Mahdi alayhi ridwan. And there were so many miracles will appear from him, and they're going to say, subhanallah, the certain things. But this is the bayat, is a final bayat. This is the pledging, is final pledging that you're going to give your life in the path of Allah. They will accept. And thereafter, Imam Mahdi, with this group, approximately 12,000 followers, they're going to travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and he's going to read Salatu Salam. He will get answer from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he will travel from there towards Istanbul, Turkey, and other side, European unions. How many armed forces will come? Enemies? Approximately 960,000 armies will arrive through Istanbul. We call Kustun, those times they call Kustuntunia. Kustuntunia. They'll go to the Syria and they're going to see other side, Imam Mahdi is coming with his followers. Remember one thing, there is a three enemies for Muslims. Three enemies. One Hindu, one Christians, and one? Allah chosen for different persons. For Hindu and Christians, Allah chosen Imam Mahdi. And for Jew, Allah Ta'ala chosen who? As you have mentioned, Isa alayhi salam wa salam. For Dajjal, his followers. Dajjal and his followers, chosen. Who? Isa alayhi salam. No one can kill Dajjal, no one, beside Isa alayhi salam. Remember that. No one can kill. Only Isa alayhi salam will kill. Now, that time, the Kustuntunia will be under control of Europe. Firstly, the Imam Mahdi and followers, they will conquer this place called Kustuntunia, the eastern side. They will conquer it, and then they will go to the Syria. They will go to Syria. Allahu Akbar. All the enemies, they will say, their opposite parties, they will say, we don't want to fight with you. We don't want to fight. You move away. We want to fight of two groups. Two groups. Number one, there's two type of Jews. Zionists and, come on man, you are sleeping here now. Orthodox. And now, so not Zionists. I'm talking about Orthodox. They will accept Islam on the hand of Imam Mahdi. You understand? And the Christians, those Christians who always help the poor people, widows and orphans in the world, they will accept Islam on the hand of Imam Mahdi, and the iman will be like the imams of the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Within a sajda, they accepted Islam and they chosen the deen of Musa alayhi salam as strong imams. The enemies will say, hey Imam Mahdi, you move away. We don't want to do anything with you. We want to find, these are our people. Why they accepted Islam? Imam Mahdi will say, why? We can't leave them alone. They are our brother in Islam. They are our brother in Islam. Imam Mahdi, age of 40, he will appear, meaning he will tell he is a Mahdi, and he will become a ruler of the Muslims. After that, he's going to remain in this world only 9 years, according to one narrator, and according to another narrator, 8 years. So altogether, age of 49, age of 49, he will die, he will pass away in Baytul Maqdis, and he will bury in Baytul Maqdis, and Isa alayhi salam will perform his janazah salah in Baytul Maqdis. So those periods, he will see only Isa alayhi salam 2 years, age of 47 and 48, age of 48, 49. He will see Isa alayhi salam for 2 years. And he's going to also become a follower with Isa alayhi salam wa salam. But before that, was a lots of corruption and fitna and killing will take place in the world. Now those people who accepted Islam from the Jews, Orthodox Jews and the Christians, they will come with their own wealth. Everything they will bring by Imam Mahdi alayhi Ridwan. After that, someone will tell, shortcut, someone will tell Imam Mahdi, or the shaitan will come in the form of a human saying, you are fighting here in Syria, you can see that the Dajjal is up here. The Dajjal is up here. Imam Mahdi will send few people to go and search it and find out that the Dajjal exists or not. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith of Muslim, I know those people's name who will go and find out. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know abahum, their father's name also. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know the horse's name, on what color of horses they're going to go and look for him. And they will come back and say, Imam Mahdi, you know, everything is lies. There'll be no Dajjal now. And Imam Mahdi will carry on all these things to conquer the many, many places. After that, Imam Mahdi, someone tell him again that the Dajjal is appeared. Then Imam Mahdi, as Muqtisa mentioned, will go to Damascus. From there, the Jami Masjid of Damascus, where in detail Muqtisa mentioned, there he will perform Fajr Salah or Asr Salah. Fajr Salah, most of the scholars said that night time, just tahajjud time, or just before Subah Sadiq, the Isa alayhi salam will nuzul, will come down with on the wings of the angel, and you can see the bees of pearls is falling, like he just made ghusl, bath, and he came down. And that's a long story you heard anyway. After that, after Fajr, Isa alayhi salatu was salam will say, let's go. Imam Mahdi says, you're going to be now is our leader. I finished my job for 6 years, 7 years. Isa alayhi salam will accept everything, wearing two garments and shield and his two sword. Allahu Akbar. But before that, the Dajjal is outweighs the Dajjal now. It's an amazing topic. People waiting to listen that. Where is Dajjal? But let me tell you the one hadith of Muslim Sharif. Maybe you can see the shaitan, the devil sea. Maybe you heard devil sea, a triangle. What you call triangle? No one can go there. Maybe Dajjal is there. No one can pass through that. No ship, no plane, nothing. No one can go under control that of America. But anyway, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, Allahu Akbar, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba after namaz, sit down. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar and he said, listen, I did not call you to explain, to give you some more encouragement to do something. I did not call you here to give you some warning. No, I just call you here. This Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Christian and he accepted Islam, and he's telling my story, and the most of the things is similar, or my companions is similar what I explained you before. So let me tell you what he's saying. Then Prophet ﷺ explaining the Sahaba companions, so listen. The Tamim al-Dari said, we all together from two tribes, the tribe of Laham and other tribe, we were sitting in the ship, and we were traveling We're going some way. Suddenly heavy storm came. And the ship was not under our control. It was going right and left and right and left. We don't know where which side we are going. And suddenly we just stopped by an island. There's one island in jungle, one island. And there, from there we took a small boat and we sat down. We all together with 30 people. We jumped down in the island and we saw that from far the big animal, you cannot even recognize his face, cannot even find out his back also, tail. It's full of hairy hair. It's called Jassasa. Those who spies today, they are the friends of the Dajjal. Jassasa meaning Jasus. The animal was a Jasus and Jassasa. Most of the scholars say Jassasa, spy. Jassasa, the animal. And said, don't ask me who I am. Go further. The man is waiting, the person is waiting for you. Tameem Dainatullah Khan said, we were so scared. In jungle, maybe some shaitan there, something maybe, you know. So slowly we went there, 30 people. We saw in a well, a big man was changed from the his knee to the ankle, and his head was changed, his full body was changed inside. And Tamim Dari, radiallahu ta'ala, who became Sahabi after that, he said, who are you? He said, don't ask me who I am. First tell me, who are you? I'm not going to tell you anything. Who are you? He says, we are coming from Arab land. Okay, you're coming from Arab land. He asked a few questions. Number first question he asked, Allahu Akbar, what you think about the place of Bisan? Place of Bisan. The place of Bisan is under control today of Jewish in Israel, Bisan. It was the land of Jordan. Before that, it was the land of Palestine, Bisan. And in that place, in 1924 till 1948, was under control of Jordan. Before that was a Palestine land. After that, Israel controlled this land. And nowadays, is under control of Israel. Allama Yaqut Hamabi Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote a kitab, Mu'jamul Buldan. So the Jal asked Tamim Dari that the palm trees, the lots of palm trees were there, still there or finished? Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala says there are lots of palm trees and lots of dates there. Okay, one day will come, there will be no palm trees there. No palm trees there. Allama Yaqut Hamabi rahmatullah alayhi says his death 626 Hijri. Remember, 600, couple of hundred years ago, 626 Hijri, his death is written. He wrote a kitab, Mu'jamul Buldan. He said, I went many times in the place of called Bisan. I found only two palm trees. All was destroyed. The whole orchard of the palm trees was destroyed. Only two. And there was a 626. Nowadays, maybe no palm trees at all. That the one sign that the Jan said is already alive. The Bisan palm trees will be destroyed. The second thing he asked, what about the Bahre Tabriya? The ocean of Tabriya. Ocean of this ocean is also under control. It was the ocean, was under control of Jordan, but nowadays under control of Israel. Is a big ocean, is a big river, you can say. That's approximately 23 kilometers in width. And in wide, you can see 13 kilometers in depth, 157 feet. Surround that river is called 166 kilometers. Biggest oceans under control of the Jal said one day, what you say about that oceans? Said yes, still the people using the water, very sweet water. The farmers using the water. Farmers using the water. Okay, one day you will see before I come, the water will get dry and I will come out. Look like the Jal is behind. The third sign, he said, what about the Ainu Zughar? Ainu Zughar meaning the Lut alayhi salatu was salam. He migrated with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah, and he married in Sadum, and his wife of Mushrika, and his two daughters was Mu'mina. One name was Rabba, other name was Zughar. Rabba and Zughar, he had two daughters. So Rabba was the eldest daughter. When she passed away, Lut alayhi salam buried by the river. This river is called today in Israel Ainur Rabba. Chashma. In Arabic, Ainur Rabba. And the second daughter, the time finishes, Ishara Karlo. Otherwise, carry on for all night. But mashallah, you're listening attentively to feel like to say more, but I'm going to finish it away. I don't want to say more than the Dajjal will come out here. The biggest problem then. Okay, anyway, a few things I'll say. Maybe 5 minutes. Inshallah. So that, I was saying that Zughar, daughter of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, that also buried. That river also under control of Israel. He says the water of that river, the spring water, is going to get dry. And the three, and they say, what Prophet says to my neighbors? Say, yeah. The people accepted Islam. So most, did he fight with the Arabian people? He said, yes. So he overpowered. And the deen is spreading in the world. Said, now it's better for them to accept his religion. Soon I am exiting, coming out. Soon. And he's going to come out. He's going to come out. Allahu Akbar. Those time I was just going to say, Jassasa. Nowadays the Jassasa is there. That ulama said that slowly, database. Checking everything, what you're doing, everything. This all jasusta. This is the credit card now. Slowly it's going to the now. Number card, computer phone system now. Just put that. And then slowly is going everything. A time will come that the Dajjal will say, hey, you can hear in the world without mic. You can hear in the world. He's going to be more fat, shorter. And he's Muslim Sharif, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, he's going to sit on that donkey. And his donkey, and he's going to travel donkey those times. But nowadays, that America also, mashallah, made a tayara, is a jet. Like at the back, you can see, it's like a tail of the dog, a tail of the donkey. And both sides, you can see, front is same. So it's going to be, maybe they made at that time a donkey. Donkey meaning is the biggest, very fast jet. Very, very fast jet. That he's going to live only 40 days in this world. According to narrate, the Prophet said that he's 1 foot, one like in Makkah, another one in Syria. He's going to run so fast in the world every way. Beside three places, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, and Baitul Maqdis. Beside these three places, some of the ulama says, beside the Mount of Tur also, the four places mentioned. So different opinions of the ulama. So he's going to travel, the first day of traveling is like a 1 year of his first day, like 1 year. Second day like 1 month. And third day like 1 week. And the remaining day is like a normal day. So he's going to remain like in this world for 1 year, 2 months. 17 approximately days in this world. He's going to travel everywhere and he's going to carry. Before he arrived, there will be 3 years before, you can see 3 years before, that what will happen? There will be drought. Only 30%. Sorry, 30% the crops or the farm things, what you call harvest, going to be less, no rains. The next year, 60% more drought. The third year, completely drought, no single drop of water, no a single seed of barley or nothing growing up. And then the Dajjal will come carrying one side like a mountain of like a roti. You're going to get roti just now. He's going to carry rotis on one side like a water. Asma radiallahu ta'ala and sahaba was crying when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this. He said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Yes, Nabi said, why are you crying? He said, what will happen for us? It was not for them. It's going to be in future. But he told them, it's going to happen like this. He said, why are you crying? So, what will happen for us? How are we going to live? We can't remain one day hungry in Ramadan for 3 years. What will happen for 1 year? What will happen for us? He said, no, Asma. And he said to companions, you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah, fill your stomach. Allah will fill your stomach. Imam Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala said hadith of Muslim Sharif, the people will say, how Imam Mahdi have no weapons, nothing, no dope, nothing, how is going to fight? But look at Prophet said to the Sahaba that the followers Imam Mahdi had a strong iman, not like me and you, we don't come for Fajr Salah. I'm not going to work out like this. The three type of group will follow the Imam Mahdi. First group will run away. And they'll be Muslim. And they'll be run away, following the bid'ah, doing haram and haram things, zina, all this. They will run away. And Allah is not going to accept the tawbah also. And the second group will become shaheed. The third group will remain with him. And then that time the best, the shaheed, those who become shaheed with Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi ridwan. So that's, we have to the strong iman. And he is going to, the Prophet said, Abu Hurairah hadith, that the one person, like as the Prophet said, Isa alayhi salam will ask them, bhai, oh my followers, what you want to do? If you want, I can make dua. Allah send the punishment from the heavens on them, on the armies. Understand? The opposite, the enemies. And if you want that they sank inside the land, and if you want that I can make dua, that you can finish them. They can't even carry a one sword. They can't even bend. The companions will say, Imam Mahdi Isa alayhi salam, yes, we want to see that. And they will go and kill them. Then the very healthy enemies also can't bend to get the sword also. But anyway, I was saying to you that Imam Mahdi will stay with Isa alayhi salam, and Dajjal will come in the time of Imam Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam was salam. And there are so many ahadith, inshallah, sometime Muqtisab will explain to you that Imam Muslim rahimah, so many ahadith that what Dajjal will say, what will happen, and that time is going to kill one person, he's going to say, listen, he had so many shaitan with him, shaitan, and said, he's going to say one Bedouin person, you want to see your mother who passed away 1,000 years ago. Oh, 100 years ago, 70 years ago. You want to see my, you want to see your grandfather? I said, yeah. Okay. Come. His grandfather come in front of him. The one shaitan will show the form of his grandfather. See, your grand, recognize, I know, it's my grandfather. He will get so happy and follow him. Everybody started following. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Aksaru taba'ahu al-yahud wa nisa." Most of the people, they will follow the Dajjal, the Jew, and the women's, and the big earthquake will come. Where? In Madinatul Munawwara, big earthquake, three times, the all munafiqin will run away from Madinah Munawwara. Only mukhlis mu'min will remain in Madinah Munawwara. All these are munafiqin going to follow the Dajjal, and the Dajjal is going to remain in this world only for 40 days. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill him. Where? He is called today. The airport is called Tel Aviv. Israel airport is called Tel Aviv. The place is called Lud. In those times, Lud, Maqam Lud. This is the place where Isa alayhi salam will kill who? The Dajjal. But listen, these are the stories. All. What we have to do? Make our iman strong. You heard so much about Isa alayhi salam and Mahdi and Dajjal, I think. But those going to come. But if our iman is not strong, we can't do nothing by it. Just to hear from one side and out another side is not going to benefit for us in this world, not in the grave, not the day of Qiyamah. If you want mukammal success, so what Prophet said, one thing last. Prophet went to the Mi'raj. He went to the Mi'raj. Ya Allah, you brought me next to you here by your throne, by your arsh. What about my ummah? Mufti Shafi Sahib mentioned this. What about my ummah? Allah alimun bidadi sudur. Said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, listen. Have you very close to me? If you want that your ummah also get close to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm giving you the namaz. And if they perform their salah, they are very close to me. Inna Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadith of Muslim Sharif that إن العباد يتقرب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى بالسجود. The servant will get close to Allah تبارك وتعالى with sajda, with namaz. So if you perform your 5-time daily salah in Tawakkul ya Masjid, or wherever you are, got masjid, you perform, inshallah, you will get close to Allah تعالى, and you're going to perform Suratul Kahf. every Friday and recite Quran also. Even the Dajjal come away, he's trying to punish you inside the room, inside the house. He cannot do anything because you have recited Suratul Kahf, Hadith of Muslim Sharif, at least first 10 ayat of Suratul Kahf. Recite every day. You don't sleep without doing two things. Number one, 10 ayat of Suratul Kahf. Number two, Surah Mulk, Tabarakalladhi. All this prevents you in this world and prevents you in the grave, and on the day of Qiyamah, Suratul Mulk will make intercession for you, will take you in Jannah, inshallah. And the number four, Namaz on time. Nahi padhoge na? Nahi padhoge na? Padhenge, inshallah. Kuch hai na? Ah, no. The youngsters not putting myself in doubt now. Say, inshallah. Masjid. House of Allah, the Hadith in center. Whoever comes in the masjid, make dua. The four things descend. Nazalat alayhim sakina funa funa. Allah mentioned the name in front of the angel. So alhamdulillah, we are sitting in the masjid. Make dua. Allah Ta'ala, make me pious. Make my wife pious. Make my children. Make my family. But make dua from me till the day of Qiyamah. My all children, my generation, they become pious. Stay away from kufr, shirk, and bid'at and kabair. Allah Ta'ala, hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye.